Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing on the children's bread. And we were reading an account of an event that happened in Jesus' life in the 15th chapter of Matthew, and it was the Syrophoenician woman who came to him with a daughter who was grievously vexed, demon-possessed, and there was no other resource. She knew it was not a matter of medical help. It wasn't a matter of receiving anything that the natural world could offer her. She knew she had to come to Jesus. She'd heard of his reputation, and so she came to him and would not be denied. He discouraged her. At first, he didn't even answer her a word. He just seemed to deny her. And then it seemed that she was very much discouraged because he said, "I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And when she heard that, lost sheep, that's something she held on to. And then she heard him say, as she would as he was disillusioning her, if you will, I think he knew exactly what was going to happen. She clung to that. And she, you know, he said, "It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs." And in that one word, she saw a ray of hope. Now, in the Gospels, there are two words translated by the English word dog. The first is the scavenger dog, which was a ferocious animal that would run about the streets in the Middle East. It's definitely not a pet, and it isn't allowed in the house because it's vicious. And the other word, little dog, or puppy, if you will, is the dog that is admitted to the household. It's the little pet dog, and it sits by the feet of the children under the table. I don't know. I actually have a dog that does that. You sit down, she wants to lean right next to your feet. And this was the word that Jesus used. Now, what was she saying? "I don't ask you, Jesus, to stop giving your people the children's bread. Just like that little dog, I'm willing to take the crumbs. I can't call you Savior yet, but I can call you Master." And as we went through this progression, just those few verses, Matthew 15, 29 to 31, there was another answer, and that was the answer of deliverance, the reward of her faith, her persistence, her tenacity. Jesus responded, "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, this might be conjecture on my part, but do you suppose this Syrophoenician woman who kept pressing her claim started something that couldn't be stopped? It was only a short while after this that Jesus healed a multitude. You can see that in the 15th chapter, verses, let me turn to it, 29. It says, "Jesus departed from them, from thence, came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, went up into a mountain, and sat down." And it says, "And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel." Praise God. And so, I don't know if others had heard about this incident, but the lesson for us, beloved, today is that this woman would not be denied. She pressed her claim. She pressed in against what would appear apparent denial, he didn't even answer her. She pressed in through discouragement. She refused to be turned away. And she was eager even just for the scraps, if you will, about the crumbs under the table. She clung to the Lord until he answered her need. And this is a picture of the wonderful God that we serve. He said in another place in the scripture, "He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." And so, beloved, we can look forward, regardless of how great that or how desperate that need is, that God in his mercy, in his wisdom, in his timing, he knows how to answer your prayer. Let's just pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, you see those that have been, they've been praying, and some of these needs are extremely urgent. Lord, there's time constraints on them. They're down to the wire. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, we know you're not bound by time. We are. But you're never too early and you're never too late. So, Father, we thank you right now that those needs that are present in the lives, in the hearts of everyone who's listening. And Lord, some of them are so burdened, they've been crying out. It's not even a personal need. It's that of loved ones or friends. They're crying out, Father. And Lord, you, if you would give another example of a man coming at night and knocking on his friend's house, and it was late and he was in bed with his children, he would come just because of the tenacity of that a man refusing to be denied. He needed some bread. He needed some food to set before his company. And how much more will the Lord answer our heartfelt cries? So, beloved, just be encouraged and know that God's in control, and just praise him. What's the response? Just praising him, because the answer is on the way. Praise God. Well, beloved, in the time that remains, and as I said, I do this very infrequently, but I would just like to share a few testimonies of brothers and sisters writing, having heard the broadcast or responding to the letters, the monthly letters that I send out. And this is from a sister writing from San Francisco. And she says, "Thank you so much for your letters, especially your personalized letter. I appreciate your prayers and encouragement so much. It's so needed. I just wanted to say thank you. I pray you continue to be blessed in your ministry and your life." Signing sincerely, a sister from San Francisco. And this is a letter from a sister, part of a letter from a sister writing from Oakland, California. And she writes, "Sister Glass, thank you for your ministry and the letter you sent to me. I must tell you, when my mom passed away in 2008, you sent me a sympathy card, and I still have it. What a blessing you must be to all who contact you for prayers and encouragement. God bless you." A sister writing from Oakland. And God has seen fit to keep this ministry relatively small, because since the founding in 1965, when my husband began the ministry, he evangelized, he traveled, held special services, but when he got home, he would answer the mail. And then when we married in 1980, I joined with him in the work of the ministry. We were a husband and wife team, and at that time, you know, it wasn't as popular as it is today, but Brother Glass understood team ministry, and he was always encouraging people in the services. They may have never sung a special before or preached a message. He would allow opportunities in the Lord's time for that to occur, and so many got their start in our services, because that's what we did. We want to encourage people in the giftings, in the ministries, and the talents God has placed within his people. We all have their varying talents and gifts, but the point is, we're all part of the body, and as we work together, as we share, God is able to do glorious things, because he puts us together in the body as he desires. All right, let me share just another little note from a sister writing from Seguin, Washington. She says, so thrilled each time I receive your sharing. So deeply and wonderfully felt, just what I needed. Praise God. That's so often. And you see, the Holy Spirit knows. In fact, sometimes I'll read a letter that I've written years ago, and it was like, it doesn't seem like I wrote that, and I get blessed and encouraged. So that's got to be the Holy Spirit. All right. Well, there is yet another portion of a letter I'd like to share with you, a brother writing from Fresno. And he writes, God bless you, dear Sister Glass. I continue to be blessed by the clarity you bring to God's word and your prayers for my life. All the scriptures that you give are encouraging. I am changing my perspective and beginning to focus more on God's promises and eternal purpose. I know God is faithful and will complete the good work that He has begun in my life. He says, thank you for praying for deliverance in the area of our souls and wounds from past experiences, as well as our physical health. He still has a concern in that area, but he says, I'm trusting God as a plan. Please continue to pray my health will improve and that I will not be hindered from doing God's work because of ill health. Each time I hear from you, I am blessed more and more. Thank you. By the Holy Spirit, your words have encouraged my heart to continue to press on with renewed faith and hope. I do read and study the words and scriptures you sent, and I am blessed. As you have said, there's not enough time and space to express all that could be said. Praise God. And then he said, he went online to listen to the radio broadcast. It was good to hear my voice as well as read the letters. Praise God. Well, beloved, and actually it was his mother. She has gone with the Lord. She used to come to our Fresno services. And it's just a blessing to see that heritage of faith being passed down to family members. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, my time is time to be brought to a close. I thank you for joining me. I do invite you to write. And also, if any time you miss a broadcast, know you can go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, pray for you every day, and until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.